Justin Trudeau is scheduled to be sworn in as Prime Minister of Canada next Wednesday. Joining us with some of the challenges ahead is our Canadian correspondent, Vaughn Palmer. Vaughn, we often want to remind folks that it's Canada, not China, that's the biggest trading partner with the U.S., and $5.6 billion of that trade is softwood lumber from Canada that's sold into the U.S., but the trade agreement governing softwood has expired. What's Justin Trudeau going to do?
Yeah, we haven't had a fight over softwood for almost 10 years. The last deal was signed and took effect in 2006, and it quietly expired earlier this month. No big fuss on either side of the border. Partly that's because the two countries, when they signed the deal to manage the lumber trade, left a one-year grace period in it. American lumber producers, even if they don't like it, can't file a trade action against Canada for another year, so it gives some time to renegotiate, but I think it's a pretty good bet that there will be some fairly agitated trade negotiations going on at some point across the border.
Now, why has this dispute over softwood lumber coming into the U.S. from Canada been so persistent?
I think the fundamental thing is the two systems between the two countries are so different. American lumber, for the most part, is harvested off private land sold at market prices. Most of the lumber in Canada is harvested off public land. Government sets a royalty or a cutting price, and American lumber producers have continually argued, sometimes successfully, sometimes not, that it amounts to a subsidy, that it isn't like a market system and therefore it isn't fair, gives Canadian lumber producers an unfair advantage, and that's why you end up with trade actions. What has happened over the year is pretty much an agreement to disagree. Essentially, what the countries have done the last few times is they sign a deal to manage the trade. If the lumber price hits a certain point, if the Canadian exports to the United States hit a certain level, there's some kind of limit on it. At the moment, the deal that just expired had a tax that applied in some cases collected by the Canadian government or a BC province, and then that drove up the price. And some of the eastern provinces have simply agreed on a quota. Once they've shipped a certain amount of lumber to the United States, they don't ship any more. As I said, that kind of worked for about, it worked fairly steadily since 2006. As I say, the American lumber producers have already served notice that they don't think the agreement's working very well. They'd like to renegotiate it on a different basis. The Canadian position is, we think the agreement's not great, but it's okay, better than having to renegotiate. We'd like to just roll it over for a while.
Well, a softwood lumber agreement, that's one of the things on Justin Trudeau's to-do list. Also, he made a campaign promise to legalize recreational marijuana. But as we're well aware of here in Washington State, it's not doing it, it's how you do it that's really important. Has Justin Trudeau been at all specific on how he'll deal with his specifics?
No, I think he's got some big challenges there. You know, Washington State, they've also been talking to Colorado, and they said, well, you know, get ready for it. It'll take longer, cost more, and be more difficult than you think. The issues to be sorted out here, for starters, are edibles, impaired driving. Will there be a tax and who collects it? Canadian provinces also generally regulate this stuff, and they, of course, will want a piece of the action as well. So I don't think that's not going to get sorted out anytime soon. I mean, we have quasi-legalization for medical reasons already. We generally don't whack people too hard for small amounts. But no, you're going to have to change the country's criminal code, figure out a tax regime, and then decide what you're going to do about things like edibles, homegrown, impaired driving, and so forth.
Well, Justin Trudeau will be sworn in as prime minister because his party did so well in the election. But does he have enough support to get medical marijuana legalization enacted?
Yeah, I think that one will actually go ahead. I'm sure the folks in Washington and Colorado are right when they say it'll take longer, be messier, and cost more than you think. But I think that one will go ahead. He's got a fairly long list of promises. I gotta love the internet sometimes. There's a guy in Calgary that's already started what he calls a Trudometer, which is a website that chronicles all of Trudeau's promises and is going to keep track on whether or not he's kept them. Now, he's got, I just looked at the site this morning, and there's 179 promises listed there. That's a lot of promises. Trudeau's in for 4 years, but, you know, even if he and his gang work full-time, that's a lot of promises they're going to keep in 4 years. So I think there'll be some disappointment. I think there'll be things that he promised when he was in opposition and wasn't expecting to be in government that he's sort of going to come to regret, or he'll have to put on hold, or he'll have to say we couldn't afford it, or he may just decide it wasn't such a great idea after all and not do it.
Are there any kind of easy things that Trudeau will do when he assumes office next week to get the Trudometer temperature lower?
Yeah. He's going to change the tone of government. He's going to be more open. He's going to be more outgoing. He's going to give members of parliament more to do, activate committee systems. He promised to restore, to end the practice of ending or the end the phase out of home delivery by the Canada Post Office, and I see they've already put that on hold. So I think he's already going to be able to say that one's in progress. So, yeah, I mean, there's lots of stuff he said he was going to do that he'll be able to do. Some of the promises are going to be pretty tough. I noticed that the president already, they had a conversation last week, the incoming prime minister and President Obama, and Obama already put Trudeau on notice that the United States is not all that happy about Canada's promise, or his promise, to remove the fighter jets from the battle against ISIL or ISIS in the Middle East. So I don't know what Trudeau's going to do to that one. He says he's going to keep the commitment, but he might delay the phase out of the fighter aircraft, put it off for a little while. As I say, there's some very tough things on the platform. Doctor-assisted suicide is
yeah.
Something. How do you make that work? I don't know. I mean, there are countries in the world that do it, but again, it's something that's controversial. So
a lot more to talk about.
You'll be a busy man.
And we'll certainly count on you, Vaughn, to keep track of the Trudometer. Canadian correspondent Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Thanks very much. This is The Record.
Bye-bye, Ross.